Masechtas Baba Basra, Daf Pei Tes, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Pei Chesem Beis. The Gemara will now continue with another memra of Rav Levi. We know that there are two times in the Torah where the Torah speaks about the brachos and the klolos, which we call the Teicha, and that is in Bechukosai as well as in Kisavai. And Pashat Bechukosai is read right before Shavuos, and Pashat Kisavai is read right before Shana. There are certainly various differences between the Pashas and between the brachos and klolos in Vayikra and the brachos and klolos that are read in Devarim. And the most obvious difference is that although the brachos and klolos was said by Moshe Rabbeinu and they were told to us through Nevuah, however in Pashat Bechukosai, Teicha is written as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking directly to Klal Yisrael, and it states in Bechukosai Teilechu that if you will go in my ways. However in Pashat Kisavai, when Moshe Rabbeinu repeats the brachos and the klolos, Moshe Rabbeinu states V'hoyim Shemaya Tishma B'Koyel Hashem Alkecha Lishma Lasses as Kol Mitzvayisav Asher Nechi Mitzav Chayim U'Nesoncha Hashem Alkecha Elyon Kol Goyer Oretz. And we see that Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking in the third person. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying this over in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, HaGemara states, for Amar Ablevi, Bayur'eh Shalik Midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bas V'Adam, and come and see the difference between the Midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Midas of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Gemara continues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Yisrael B'es M'shtayim V'kilom B'shmayna. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu benched Klal Yisrael, he benched him with all 22 Isis of the Aleph Beis, and he only cursed them with 8 of the Isis. As Rashbam explains, the Pashat Bechukosai starts in Perek Chavav Pasuk Gimel, and it states in Bechukosai Teilechu, and it begins with an Aleph, and 11 Psukim later, the Psukim state, Ani Hashem Alkecham Asher Yitzetzi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim Miyais Lehem Abadim Ve'eshpa Moitis Ucham Va'olich Eschem Chayimiyas. And it ends with the Saf. Therefore, although the brachos in Bechukosai are much shorter than the klolos in Bechukosai, but the Maisa, it starts with an Aleph and it ends with the Taf, and therefore it includes all 22 Isis of the Torah. And Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying that the 22 Isis of the Torah, which is what the word was created with, will all come and be Mevarach Klal Yisrael. As the Gemara states, Baruchim Be'esem Mishtayim Me'im Bechukosai Ad Kayamiyas. However, Vekilim B'Shmoina, although the Klalis in Bechukosai are much longer, the Klalis start with a Vav and it ends with a Mem, and therefore it's as if the Klalis only include 8 letters. And as the Gemara explains, Vekilim B'Shmoina Me'im Bechukosai Timasu Ad Be'esem Bechukosai Go'al Nafsham. And we see that the Klalis start with a Vav and end with a Mem. L'maisa, the Gemara brings the Pasuk of Vim Bechukosai Timasu, which is Pasuk Tezvav, and potentially the Gemara should have started with Vim Loise Shmuli, which is the Pasuk prior to that, which is Pasuk Yudalid. The Teicha ends at the end of Pasuk Mem Gimel, when the Pasuk states, Yana V'yam B'mishpatai Masu V'eschu Koisei Ga'ol Anafsham. The Gemara now contrasts this with the Brachis and the Klolis that Moshe Rabbeinu said over in Pashuk Yisavai, as the evil Moshe Rabbeinu, Baruchim B'shmoina, V'kilim B'es M'shtayim, as Baruchim B'shmoina, where do we see they benched with 8 letters? We continue at that Pei Tesom and Aleph, Bim V'hoyim Shemaya Tishma, as the Pasuk states in Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Aleph, V'hoyim Shemaya Tishma, B'kol Hashem Alkecha, Lishma Lasses, as Kol Mitzvaysav, Asher Nechim Mitzav Chayayim, U'nesoncha Hashem Alkecha, Olyon and Kol Goyer Eretz. Then 14 Psukim later, the Pasuk tells us, V'hoysasu Mikol Advarim, Asher Nechim Mitzav Eschem Hayayim, Yomin Usmal, L'leches Achrei Elohim Achayim, L'Avdom, and as the Gemara states, V'ad L'Avdom, and we see that the Brachis of Moshe Rabbeinu starts with a Vav and ends with a Mem, which is only 8 letters, V'kilom B'Esav Nishtayim, V'hoyim Loisishma, Ad Ve'in Koina, and the Klolos in Pashki Savai start in Pasuk Tezvav, where the Pasuk states, V'hoyim Loisishma, V'kol Hashem Alkecha, Lishma Lasses, Kol Mitzvayis V'chukosav, Asher Anochi Mitzav Chayayim, U'bo Alecha, Kol HaKlolos Ha'igla V'sigucha. Klolos continue until the end of Pasuk Samaches, which states, V'yishivcha Hashem Mitzrayim Baniyas, B'derech Hashem Matil L'chol Ha'isistav Ha'igla V'roisa, V'smakartim Shom Lo'ivecha, La'avodim L'shvachos Ve'in Koina. And we see the Klolos of Moshe Rabbeinu begin with a Vav and end with a Hey. And of course, if you go through the entire Aleph Beis and then we start at Aleph and go till Hey, then you get all the way through the entire Aleph Beis and you have 22 letters. Rashbam explains, Shloi k'midis HaKadosh Baruch Hu midis bas v'dam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rachman u'birchasim rubim klasai, avol adam k'lasim rubim rachasai. Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah that we saw on the Peches and Beis, that makim shenagu lom v'daka, where the minhag makim is to measure dry merchandise with a small cup, layom v'gasa, then you shouldn't use a large measuring cup, and v'gasa, if the minhag makim is to use a large measuring cup, then layom v'daka, then you can't measure with a small measuring cup. And once the Gemara spoke about the concept of measuring and of weighing items, so the Gemara will now discuss that in detail, and the Gemara brings a simon, and the simon will seem to correspond to 12 different braises, but l'chariv, the last one, it seems a bit difficult as to how to explain exactly how it fits in, but the simon that the Gemara brings is, ein ma'ainin ve'in goichin bagadmin uvelitra shloisha ve'esa nefesh mishkolos b'machik ova le'sasu and le'yasa. As we will see see in a moment, the Gemara will actually start with the second siman. Rishash points out that really the second brisa that we will learn should really be first, and it makes sense because the pasuk that we'll bring in the second brisa is actually prior to the pasuk that we'll bring in the first brisa. Maisa, we will learn the brisas in the order that the Gemara brings it. Tana Rabbanan, we learned the brisa minayin she'ein moichin b'makim shegoichin vein goichin b'makim shemoichin. As we learned in the last line of the Mishnah, limchaik layigdosh and ligdosh layimchaik, that there were various customs in various areas. Some areas it was normal that when selling items that were dry items, after they finished measuring the item, then they would actually level off the item and they would give an exact measurement. And in some areas, the normal way was that they would actually pile up that dry item and it would actually add up to an additional third and they would give a little bit more, and that was included in the price. Our Bryson now teaches us that let's say you're in an area where the midig was to pile up the tefuah and to add an additional third. The seller tells the buyer that I won't heap it up and I will make an exact measurement, and the buyer is maskim and the buyer was meichel to the seller, then how do you know you're still not able to do that? And similarly, how do you know that if the minhag hamakom is that you do mechika and you give an exact measurement, how do we know that the seller can't have the buyer give him a full measurement and have him pile up tefuah, and even if the seller was meichel, that would be asa? Tamaloyma eight v'shleima. And as Rashbam explains, that since the pasuk says that you should have a measurement that is perfect, it's mashma that you should make sure to measure in a way that it will never come to any way that someone could cheat someone. As the oitzin kain shem yur oitzin acherim v'yomer kacha minig v'yiram malakech asamicha oyamich salakech. Even if these two parties actually agree and they know exactly what they're doing, and each party is meichel the other, but lemaisa other people that will see this occurring, they will think that this was not done based on mechila, and they will think this is actually a minig hamakim, and it will come out that a seller could cheat a buyer and a buyer could cheat a seller. As we already explained, and the Rishpam points out, b'holak lemeima d'blei machol mayer brisa, we can't say that the brisa is talking about a case where the seller or the buyer were not meichel each other. Who meloi sasu avol nafka shegozel leishloi b'yadayim. As certain in that case, that would be regular gzeila, and therefore we would not need the chiddush of the pasuk of the eiv shleima. And the Gemara continues, v'mnayin shem amar reini meichel b'makom shegoitzin v'lifcha yisloi min adamim v'reini goyish b'makom shemeichel lahisle adamim shein shemeloi tamloi b'eiv shleima v'tzedek yelach. Although in the previous case, the Gemara was talking about a scenario where each party was meichel the other, the brisa continues and asks, what would happen if Reuven actually sells to Shimon and it's a place where they generally would sell and they would heap up the measurement and Reuven actually makes it less, but instead of Shimon being meichel, Reuven actually charges him less and he adjusts the price accordingly and he charges him a third less than the standard price. So in this case, there was no need for mechila and Reuven lemaisa is not cheating Shimon. Or if it would be in the opposite case, where the minhag hamakom is to level the amount that you're selling and instead Shimon has Reuven pile up the amount that he's giving him, and lemaisa Shimon is not asking Reuven to be meichel, and Shimon will pay an extra third. And how do we know that even in that case it would be usher to do? And the pasuk tells us eif shleim with tzedek yelach, and the word tzedek is extra, and therefore we learn that this would also be usher. And Rashbam points out that in this case hashloi usher l'ramos kimin de pachas l'mishari yotzei kule al miyadei de b'shvil kach pichas loi de in the minig be'er limchayk v'chein kishem meisiv yoydin she b'shvil kach meisiv de in derech ligdosh. And everyone realized that since there's a price adjustment, therefore they realize that this is not the standard minhag hamakom. And even so, the pasuk tells us eif shleim v'tzedek l'tfuy asa v'tzedek b'kol makom. The pasuk teaches us that you should be righteous in all cases, and no one should ever come to a possibility of being merameh their friend and cheating their friend based on your actions. The ikud d'chazir b'dida, as some will see the measurement v'lo yada loy b'pachas v'lo b'tesfis, and they won't realize that they adjusted the price. It was sifri yalaf l'kulim v'tzedek shum yusa. And the sifri, instead of learning this out of two limudim, we learned both of these dinim from one limud, and by the fact that the Torah adds in the word v'tzedek. Once again, let's keep in mind that the first brisa that we had is really based on the second siman of Ve'en Goychin, and the Gemara continues with the second brisa, where the Mefarshim explained that this really should have been the first brisa. As Torah Rabbanim, we learned the brisa, minayin she'im ma'inim b'makim sh'machriyin, ve'im machriyin b'makim sh'ma'inim. Just like the zakanta of mechika and gedisha when measuring with a measuring cup, it's also a similar concept when people would use a balance scale and they would place weights on one side and they would place the merchandise that they were selling on the other side. In some places, the minhag hamakom was that it would make sure that the weights were exactly the same and both sides of the scale would be exactly even. And in some cases, they made sure that the merchandise would weigh down the weights by a little bit. In this way, the seller made sure that the buyer was receiving the full amount of what he paid for. And Brisa therefore tells us that how do we know that if the minhag hamakom is that they weigh down the scale a little bit, that you can't do it in an exactly even manner? And how do we know that in a place where the minhag hamakom was, that there would do it in exactly even manner, they shouldn't be machriya. Therefore, the pasuk in Pashki Savi states Evan Shlema, and as we see, the word Evan Shlema in the pasuk in Dvarim Chafei Pasuk Talos Vav is before Efa Shlema, and as the pasuk states Evan Shlema v'tzedek yilach, Efa Shlema v'tzedek yilach, l'man yirichu mechal adama, asher Hashem lekecha neisin lach. Once again, the first case of the Gemara is talking about a scenario where there was a mechila, and the Brisa continues with the second case where there was no need for mechila, as minayishim omar reina ma'ayim b'makshim machriyim v'livchas loy min adamim. Now, how do we know this seller says, I'm going to give you an equal amount and I won't be machriya to scale and I'll adjust the price in order to make sure that you're not cheated? Or in a similar scenario where the seller says to the buyer, reina machriya b'makshim ma'ayim v'lachis loy adamim, and I'll increase the price and I'll adjust the price accordingly, she'in shayim loy, that you shouldn't do so. So the pasuk states the extra word tzedek, which once again teaches us that you should make sure that there's no possibility that anyone will come to cheat their friends based on your actions. The Gemara continues that now that we brought down Parachaf Hei Pasuk Tezvav, which is a pasuk in Pashki Savai, which mentions Evan Shleim Vitzedek and Efa Shleim Vitzedek, so the Gemara will now dash in the two pasukim before that, which are pasukim Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Once again, the Gemara brings them down in reverse order, as the Gemara first brings down Pasuk Yud Dalet that says La Yilcha Bebeischa Efa Veifa Gedelu Ktana, and then the next pasuk states La Yilcha Bechischa Evan Veifa Gedelu Ktana, and I in the Rashbam that the word Bebeischa is extra, and as we will also see, the word Bechischa that states in the prior pasuk when it states La Yilcha Bechischa Evan Veifa Gedelu Ktana is also extra. The Gemara states Amar Yehuda Mesura La Yilcha Bebeischa, that the reason why someone will not have money and they won't have any additional money in their home Matam Mishum Efa Veifa, and the reason is as an Einish because they had different measuring cups in their home. For example, they had two measuring cups in their home that said it was exactly a gallon, and meanwhile they would use the larger cup when they would be buying from someone, and then when they would sell based on the smaller cup. This is the way that they would cheat other people, and this way the Torah tells us that if you do that, you won't have anything in your house, and you won't gain anything, and it's midah keneged midah. And similarly, when we talk about weights, the Torah states le'ilcha b'chischa, that you won't have anything in your wallet, and matam was the reason, mishum evan, because you have different weights, and for example, you have two weights that say that it measures an exact pound, meanwhile they're really not the same size and they're not really measuring an exact pound. And when he's buying something, they'll use the one that's a larger pound, and when he's selling, he uses the one that says a pound but it's really smaller than a pound, and based on the fact that he's trying to cheat someone, so mida keneged mida, he also won't have money and he'll lose his money. Yehuda Mesura now continues and says that's smichas of the pasuk, that in pasuk tesvav the pasuk states evan shleim v'tzedek giyalach and efa shleim v'tzedek giyalach, and as he states aval evan shleim v'tzedek giyalach efa shleim v'tzedek giyalach, that if you have proper measurements and you have proper weights, then you will have money, mida keneged mida. Rashbam explains, and as we learned in Masechtas Nida and Daf Ayin Amabez, Mayasa Adam V'Yisasher, that what should a person do when he should become wealthy, Yisei V'Yitim Be'amuna. Gemara continues with the third Braisa and the third of the Simanim, Tarabanon, as the Pasuk states in Pasuk Hezvav, Evan Shleim V'Tzedek Yilach, Efa Shleim V'Tzedek Yilach, and the Gemara dashes from the extra word Yilach, Milam Shemamidim Agadim L'Midais, however, that although there's a din that you have to set up officers in order to go and check on people's measurements and people's weights, as Rashbam states, a bezdin kamazar, that the Torah is actually giving this azar to bezdin, b'kor yisir kadarish, the muscle mitzvah lo yilach evan ve'eved ki im evan shleim v'tzedek, and then have to say evan shleim v'tzedek yilach and efa shleim v'tzedek yilach. So a gadman memunah l'halokos la'anish mivusay hamidais, and these are people that went around to make sure that people were actually not cheating anyone. As they found someone cheating, then they would give them Malkus and they would give them Einshin. However, the Braisa tells us that Minasvara, no requirement to have officers to go around and make sure that people aren't price fixing and they're not charging too much. As Rashbam explained, that Svarahu, that this is based on a Svara, the Inet Tzarech, the Mzeru Eitzelim Kabayaka, as even if Ruvi wants to charge more, Oysa Tzarech Lamois, Yitim Bezoil, then his neighbor will compete with him and he'll charge a cheaper price. And therefore, the market will set the pricing and capital and mocking conditions will make sure that no one's cheating their friends. Gemara continues, that the house of the Nasi, they set up officers, go and check and inspect people's weights and people's measuring cups, and they also set up officers to go and make sure that people aren't overcharging. So Shmuel said to Kano, Puk Tanilu, go and tell them this member that the Brisa stated, and Kano went out from Shmuel, instead of saying the Joshua based on Abraisa, Darsh Lahu, he told them, Mamid Magadman, Bain Lamidis, Bain Lasharim, and he agreed with the Bain Asiyah. When Shmuel heard this, Amalei, so Shmuel said to Kana, Mashamech, what's your name? name, and he responded, Karna. Therefore, Shmuel said, typically Karna b'enei, that a horn should grow out of your eyes. The Gemara tells us, Nafkli Karna b'enei, that a horn grew out of his eyes, and some say it was a type of wart, and some say that it was cataracts, that he lost his eyesight. And on the side of Gemara, we have something called Pirush Rashbama Iker, and over there it states, Nafkli Karna b'enei, lo yigasina do lehava hachi ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, V'iyu k'man tzava, the lemaisa who the Karna hold like, and why is it they dash it improperly to the Bein Nesiyah? The Gemara explains that he was actually Soymich on Kihoda Amrani Bachama, Rabbi Yitzchak, Mamin Magadmin, Bein Lamidis, Bein Lasharim, and Pnei Ramayin. Rashbam explains that even when setting prices in the marketplace, there is a possibility for people to cheat others, and as Rashbam says, Shemamatinim Achim Ka Isa Mechim Bezoil, Vachim Mechim Beika, as if a seller wants to charge a higher price, then he'll wait till the market actually sells out, and then he'll raise his prices, and of course at that point he's cheating others. Lishnachrinim Pnei Ramayin, Hamechim Beika, that they will actually sell immediately at a higher price, and they will say that they're actually adding on some measurement, they're giving more material for that price, or they'll give better chitin at the top and they'll have inferior chitin at the bottom, or you call me Ramos. And Lafidi's explanation of Rashbam, the Rashbam is actually saying that the reason why these officers would go out to check on the markets, they weren't checking on the pricing, but they went out in order to inspect that people weren't cheating other people with other types of Ramos. The Gemara continues with the fourth brisa, which is the siman of the litra. As Tana Rabbanan, we learned the brisa, him vakshimen a litra. If Shimon wants to buy a lita from Reuven, then shekele litra, then he should weigh out for him a lita. Chetzi litra, shekele chetzi litra, reveal litra, shekele reveal litra. And the Gemara asks, my kamashblan, lechari is poshut, that certainly Reuven can't cheat Shimon. And the Gemara answers, the maskanin miskali ad hachi, Bryce is teaching us that all these are proper weights, and these are the weights that people should have in their stores, but people should not have weights that are smaller than this amount. It's improper for a storekeeper to actually have a weight that's less than a quarter of a liter. The reason is that since it's so small, therefore people won't be able to tell the difference between a weight that is the size of a quarter of a liter and a weight that is smaller than that, and potentially the storekeeper will be able to cheat the customer. Rashbam explains, Bezin Kadmein Meskinu Amidus Akan, Upachs Bikan Sheikh Lamartbeis, that certainly people were able to buy things that were less than a quarter of a liter, and the way they would buy it was by measuring based on coins, and people knew the exact weight of these coins. Vimyavi Adam Lusakim and Pachas. When using those types of weights, it's possible to interchange and to swap them out and to make a mistake. The Gemara continues with the fifth brisa, and this is based on the siman that we stated shloisha tana rabbanan. We said in a brisa that if Shimon wants to buy 3/4 of a liter from Reuven, based on the previous brisa, there was no 3/4 liter weight. Therefore, lo yoyim lo. So Shimon can't tell Reuven that since you don't have that type of weight, I want you to weigh the 3/4 of a liter in 3 different times. You will use 1/4 of a liter weight, and you'll do that 3 times in order to give me 3/4 of a pound. And the proper way to do this is to weigh it one time. In order to weigh it properly, you put a 1 liter weight on one side of the scale, and you put the meat as well as 1/4 weight on the other side of the scale. This way you'll know that the actual basar and the meat weighs exactly 3/4 of a liter, and you'll do this in one time. And Rashbam explains that the seller has a major downside if he has to measure it multiple times. As every single time that he'll weigh it, the seller will make sure to add a little bit, and therefore the seller will lose out. And someone explained that's based on achrayis, and this is not correct. As if it would be possible to give an exact amount. So that it doesn't make a difference that you made 3 different achrayis. Every time they did that, they made sure that the thing that they were weighing weighed down the weights by a little bit, then they made sure it would weigh it down by a tefach. Therefore, that would always be the same percentage, and it wouldn't make a difference if you measure this item 3 times or you measure the item 1 time. You would ultimately get to the same ratio once you did all the achrayis. And Rashbam is also bothered that in the Mishnah, we mentioned that the various minhagim, benegeya midais, and benegeya dry measurements, and zok Rashbam, b'afilu b'makom shenoge lom b'dako, and therefore at times they would actually have to measure things in 2 or 3 shots. That is only referring to measuring cups. Rashbam points out that certainly our Gemara is talking about a scenario where it's not a makim that the machriyan, as if it's a place where there would be machriya, they would make sure that the side that has the meat on it would be heavier than the side that had the weights on it. Then certainly in this case, since the basar together with the 1/4 liter actually adds up to a full liter, so then if you'd be machriya, the side where the basar is, it would actually take a lot more in order to be machriyat and make make sure that it goes down a full tefach. Certainly in that case, the seller would lose out. Therefore, the Rashbam states, then you replace on one side a quarter liter weight together with a half a liter weight, which equals 3/4 of a weight, and then you replace the basar on the other side, and therefore it would be an exact measurement. And in the place where it's a makom she'im achrin, where the Gemara did not give this eitzah, the reason is because the Gemara was scared that in a place where you're going to have to place two weights on one side of the scale, then there's a possibility that the seller could try to cheat the buyer, as when the buyer is not looking, the seller may remove one of those weights, and this way the seller will be cheating the buyer, and that's why the Gemara wants to come up with an option where the seller is only using one weight at a time, and only one weight on each side of the scale. The Gemara continues with the sixth braisa, which is the siman of Esa, which is very similar to the previous braisa. Tanan Rabbanan, we learned the braisa, you know, v'akshimeno Esa litrin, Shimon wants to buy 10 liter of basa, then Shimon cannot say to Reuven, that I want you to weigh it 1 liter at a time, and you should be machriya each time. And as we explained before, that's Eaf Shalatzamtim, El Shaykhla Kulun Basachas, Benesachra Achlukulun, and the din is that you weigh all of them at the same time, and even though you'll have to put 10 liter weights on one side, then we're still not concerned about that, and that's the proper way for the seller to sell this to the buyer. And Gemara will now continue with the seventh braisa. The simon that we had was Nefesh. Let's try to visualize a balance scale, and in the center of the balance scale was a mechanism that acted as a pivot, allowed either side to move and to go up and down, and this pivot is called a nefesh, and the Gemara will use various other terms. The Gemara will use the term of a kana and misna, and the kana refers to the beam, the center and horizontal beam that stretches from one side of the weight to the other side of the weight. The misna refers to the strings that held up the pins where you place your merchandise and you place your weights in order to weigh something in the balance scale. And let's keep in mind that in those times there were two styles of scales, one which was suspended from the ceiling and one which stood on the ground. That's why the braisa will discuss both types of scales, and when it's talking about the scale that's hanging from the ceiling, it talks about tluya ba'avir gibel tvachim, and when it states gevayim in the earth shleisha tvachim, it's talking about a scale which was sitting on the ground. And it's hard to exactly visualize this gemara without a picture in front of you, but the braisa states tana rabbanon nefesh meznayim tluya ba'avir gibel tvachim. When someone would hang a balance scale from their ceiling, then they would have to make sure that the center pivot was 3 tvachim away from the ceiling, ugvayim in the earth shleisha tvachim, and also would be at least 3 tvachim off of the ground. The total size of the beams as well as the strings would be 12 tvachim. And Rashbam explained that the center beam would be 4 tvachim, and each of the strings that held up each of the pins would each be 4 tvachim. And Rashbam explains that the balance scale that the Gemara is talking about at this point is talking about a balance scale which would weigh very heavy items, therefore it was a very large balance scale. Therefore he explains, but if you would have less than this shear, 4 tvachim for the beam, as well as 4 tvachim for each of the strings, that ain machriya meznayim b'shvil davamud metechsha mishkum ruba, as since the weights are very heavy, therefore it wouldn't go down so quickly. Only way that would be machriya the scale is only by adding a lot of materials, and of course that would be too much of a loss for the seller, and therefore we stated that you have to have the scale being much larger in order that it should be machriya much faster. Rashbam also explains that the reason why the scale has to be at least 3 tvachim away from the ground is in order to make sure that at the time that you'd be machriya the scales, either pin would not hit the ground. And the braisa continues that as we explained, and the Gemara will explain further on that peites and abeis, that we're talking about a very large scale, but what would happen if they're selling something which is much lighter? The braisa continues, v'shel tzamar v'shel sagogin, dluya ba'av v'shnei tvachim, v'gvayim in aret shnei tvachim, v'kano mistah shlo tas tvachim, that a smaller scale that is used in order to weigh wool or to weigh glass, then it would be a third smaller, and it has to be situated 2 tvachim away from the ceiling, and also has to be 2 tvachim off of the ground, and its beams and its strings must be a total of 9 tvachim, and as we explained, the beam would be 3 tvachim, and each string would be 3 tvachim. As it continues, v'shel chemri v'shel ba'al bayis, and the scales that were used by storekeepers and by ba'al batim that would sell meat, and they would sell dry measures, tluya ba'avir tefach, then that would be even smaller. Its center pivot would only have to be a tefach away from the ceiling, v'yim in aretz tefach, and would only have to be a tefach off the ground, v'kanu mistah shlosh shisha tvachim, its beams and its strings would only have to be 6 tvachim, or 2 tvachim each, v'shel totni tluya ba'avir shal shetzbois, v'gvayim in aretz shal shetzbois, v'kanu mistah shlosh in yodea, scale of a totni that Rashbam explains is maznaim shel kesef azov, where they would weigh a small amount of silver and gold, therefore v'ktanik sein, so these scales were very small, therefore its center pivot only has to be 3 etzbois away from the ceiling, and as we know, a tefach is 4 etzbois, and therefore it's a little bit less than a tefach. Similarly, gvayim in aretz shal shetzbois, and has to be off of the ground by 3 etzbois, v'kanu mistah shlosh in yodea, Yedea. However, I'm not certain how long its beams and strings have to be. Rashbam states, Tana de Braisa Kamle, that the Tana de Braisa states that he didn't know how large the strings and how large the beam has to be. L'chur is a bit sarchbia as to the suffix, as L'maisa we see that it went down a third, and therefore L'chur, if the prior scale was 6 tvachim, then the beams and the strings of this scale should be 4 tvachim. And the Gemara continues that we just mentioned scales, and we spoke about people that sell wool, or they sell glass kalim, or chenvinim, or balbatim, and sarfei zav v'chesev. So the Gemara is, so when the Braisa first stated, nefesh mezdaim, tului ba'avi, gibel tvachim, the gevoyim in arach, shleisha tvachim, v'kono mista shla, shnei masa tvachim, what type of scale are we referring to? We continue on that peitas and beis, amra papa, de gumri, that we're talking about those scales that were used by melters of large quantities of metals, and as Rashbam states, hein sarf in choshes u'bazel, and they would melt copper as well as iron, sheshoiklin chetichas gedoyle shel meir litrois biachad, and they would use a very large amount of metals, and therefore they needed a very large scale. And Gemara continues, Omer mani bapatish kederek sh'omu l'nini surim, kach omu l'nini tumasan, that just like we stated, these shurim b'negeya scales, as it pertains to using these balance scales in order to weigh certain items, and as Rashbam states, so therefore the same dinim would apply to tumah, and as Rashbam explains, the ema kabel tumah im ein asuyin kach, as if they would not be made in this manner, then they would not consider a proper kli, and therefore they would not be mekabel tumah. And as we know, the only thing that could be mekabel tumah is something which is considered a kli, the loicha shivik kli kivin to asa lishkal ben, and since it's also to weigh with them, therefore they're not considered a full fledged keli. And as Rashbam states in Pirush Rashbam Ikri, the kivin to asa lishkal ben ein kli. And it's as if they were broken. And Taz points out that certainly the pans that are on the bottom of the scale is an actual kli, as you could use them in order to put something into them, and therefore you can't say it won't be makabel tumah. But Taz points out the Gemara is teaching us a din b'negei yadais, and as we know, if something is considered a yad and is considered a handle and is attached to a kli, and even though it's not the ikka part of the kli, but if that part of the kli becomes tummy, then the rest of the kli would also be tummy. However, b'negei these scales, then if one of the parts of the scale become tummy, then the rest of the scale doesn't become tummy, as we don't look at the kli as one kli. We look at each part of the scale as its own distinct item and its own distinct kli. Gemara continues and asks, "My kamashmalan that was the chiddush for Amani Bapatish Tanina. This is actually a mishnah in Mesechtes Kalim, as the mishnah states, chut mesnayim shel chenvini b'shel balabatim tefach, and therefore we see that this is the proper size of the scale. And if it wouldn't be the size, then it wouldn't be a scale and it wouldn't be considered a kli." And Gemara responds that in a chenami from that mishnah we see that chut mezdaim is a tavach, but kano mister shlo istruchlei the loitnan that the meiser Amani Bapatish wanted to tell us that the dinim of kano misna that we just stated b'negei issa are the same shurim b'negei tuma, and that is not stated specifically in the mishnah in Masechtas Kelim. And the Gemara continues with each brayso, and this brayso simon was mishkolis, as Tana Rabbanan we learned in the brayso in isu mishkolis leishal buzz leishal eva leishal gishtrain leishal sharmin matachis avol isu shel tuma v'shel suchis. Weights they use for a balance scale cannot be made out of tin or out of lead or of any other type of mixed metals, and it can't be made out of other types of metals as well. The proper material to use for weights is to make them out of stone or out of glass. Rashbam explains with Pesha Pech of Hechlin, as when you use these weights, a lot of times they start wearing away, and therefore there won't be proper weights and they'll become smaller. At some point, the seller will be cheating the buyer. Vida Rashbam, it will come out that this price is relevant to all cases. However, Ayin and Taisa, Dio Masal, Volib, Bishal Barts, Omer Abin and Tam, Dafka Mishkol, Shashaklin, the reason why you can't use this type of material is because when you're going to weigh basar and something which is very fatty, then those fats will attach to the weights and it'll actually make it heavier, and therefore the seller will be losing out. And not like the Rashbam, but if you have a weight where you're only going to weigh kesef and zav, then you can use them out of metal. As you saw, you have to make sure that we're not using these weights, that you cover them with some sort of a leather material in order to protect the weights, that they don't get ruined and they don't get rubbed out. And the Gemara continues with the ninth brisa, which was the simon of a machik. And the brisa states, Tana Rabbanan einoisin hamechek shel delas b'peishu kal v'loy shel mateches b'peishu machbed amoloy seu shel zayis v'shel egois shel sikma v'shel eshkroya. As we already learned, that when someone was buying a dry measure and they would place it into a measuring cup, then after they would finish measuring it, they would take some sort of a leveler, they would pass it over the measurement in order to make sure that was level, and this way the seller wasn't giving too much to the buyer. We want to make sure that not only the seller not giving too much to the buyer, but the buyer is not getting too little, and therefore the Braisa teaches us you can't make the level leveler out of a gourd, as that would be too light, and therefore it won't pass over the materials with enough weight, and therefore the seller will be cheated. He also shouldn't make the level out of metal, because that is much heavier. That will push too much material out of the measuring cup, and the buyer will be cheated. The proper material to make the level out of would either be out of olive wood, out of walnut, sycamore, or boxwood. And the Gemara continues with the 10th brisa, which is also talking about a level, and the siman was ava. And Tana Rabbanan, we learned the brisa in Isis HaMachak, Tzida Echad Av, Tzida Echad Kata, that you can't make a level with both of its sides are different thicknesses. And as Rashbam explains, Mimpresha Kata Nichlis Betecha Tfua Mechit Gafa, as the narrowest side would go much further into the Tfua, and it would remove more grain. And if you would have a level that's wider, in Nichlis Kolkach, it doesn't go as deep into the grain, Veinim Mechit Gafa, and doesn't remove as much. And Mimpresha Echad Av, Tzida Echad Kata, and if one side would be wide and one side at the same level would be shorter, and this way the seller has a potential to cheat both when he's buying and when he's selling. You have to make sure that both sides of the level are exactly the same, and either both should be thick or both should be thinner based on a minhag hamakom. Right, to continue to discuss how to level tefuah, he shouldn't do it in one time, as he would do so on one side, that would be bad for the seller and it would be good for the lekeach. And you should also not do it a little by little, as then you're pushing off a lot of tefuah, and that will be bad for the buyer and good for the seller. As Rashbam states, you shouldn't do it ma'at ma'at. You do it a little bit, and you do a tefach, and then you lift it up. But you should do it in one time, but you do it gently, or you do it twice. Then you do the second half, and Rashbam stated, when the Gemara stated you shouldn't do the bas achas, the pam achas of mehira, that if you're doing it one time and you're doing it very quickly, she'enin mechik yofa, that wouldn't be good for the seller, as you wouldn't be taking off a lot of grain. Rashi continues, al kula om Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, and regarding all of these things, Rabbi Yechon stated, oilim omar, but oilim loyamar, the woe is to me if I actually tell people these halachis, and woe is to me if I don't tell them the halachis. Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai explains, im oimar, that if I say them, then shem yomudu armoyin, that maybe people that are cheaters, they will hear ways to cheat other people, and they will actually use these methods to actually cheat people. And if I don't say these halachas, then the people that are cheating others, they will say that Talmid Chacham aren't that smart, and we're able to fool them, and they don't know the ways that we're cheating other people. The Gemara states, even though Rabbi Yechon was misupik if he should say it or if he shouldn't say it, what l'maisa was Rabbi Yechon and Zakkai's maskana, and did he actually say it or not? And the Gemara states, that certainly Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai did teach us these halachas, and the reason is based on the following pasuk, as the pasuk states, the pasuk in Hosea tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways are all straight and all righteous, therefore certainly I have to teach it to Klal Yisrael, and then the tzaddikim will know what to do and make sure that they're not cheating others, and even though the poshim will be kashulbam and they will do averus, as Rashbam states, that even though they will learn to cheat people and they will learn how to do things improperly. The Gemara now continues with the 11th Brisa, which we had a siman of Lo Sasu, and the Gemara will bring a Brisa that will dash in a pasuk in Pashuk Kedoshim that states Lo Sasu Avu Ba Mishpat Ba Mida Ba Mishkal Uva Mamsura, and the Gemara states Tana Rabbanan, we learned the Brisa Lo Sasu Avu Ba Mishpat Ba Mida Ba Mishkal Uva Mamsura Ba Mida Zu Medidas Kaka. Although up until now we were touching the word Mida as a measuring cup, however the last word of the pasuk of Masura, which is referring to a measuring cup, and therefore the Gemara explains that when the pasuk says the word Bamida, it's referring to a measuring stick or some sort of a way to measure land. And the Gemara explains Bamida Zumididis Kaka, this refers to not cheating someone by measuring land. And when a surveyor is measuring land, he should make sure that he shouldn't measure for Ruvain during the summertime and for Shimon during the wintertime. And Rashbam explains that during the wintertime, so rope would have a lot more moisture and therefore would be longer. And during the summer, when it's hot and the rope dries up, so the rope shrivels up and becomes smaller. And therefore, if Reuven and Shimon are partners and they're splitting up their field, or if Reuven and Shimon are brothers and they're splitting up the estate, then the surveyor should not measure for Reuven during the summer and for Shimon during the winter, as he'll get different measurements and he'll ultimately be cheating one of these two people, and either he'll be cheating Reuven or he'll be cheating Shimon. Rashbam brings a second shot for Rabbeinu Chananel Pirush, being Moisek Shamim HaKaka covets, that during the winter months the Kaka is smaller and shrivels up, or be Moisek Chama Kaka Mispakea, but that during the summer, since the Sukkah is dry, therefore it gets a lot of holes, and therefore it gets larger. And the Braisa continues, when the Torah tells us that you shouldn't teach on a mishkal with a weight, we learn actually, Yatman Mishkal Eisav HaMelech, you should make sure that you don't store your weights in salt, and the Rashbam explains, Shemach Bidon, as it makes it heavier. When Fizel would come out, that the seller is the one that will be cheated. However, Ayin Tesis, that Ve'in Lil Rabbeinu Tam, the Mashal Mechairi, that's Mashma over here, that we're talking about a seller that's trying to cheat a buyer, Dumna the Mesura Shliatiach, and with Farash Rabbeinu Tam, Lepisha Melch, Mekla Mishkalis, that actually salt causes the weights to become lighter, Veshoyev, Kedamina Bishami, the Melch Shoyev is a Mishkalis. Therefore, if a seller will use his weights, he'll actually be cheating a buyer. Bryce continues when the Torah states, Bemesura, which we know refers to a Kli, and as Rashbam previously brought down, Diba Maschal Zumidis Kaka, that Mesura refers to a Kli, Kilchsiv, Umay Bemesura Tishta, as the Pasuk states in Yecheskel. Bryce teaches us, Shalay Yatiach, the Torah is teaching you that if someone buys wine from you and you're going to pour it into a Kais, you should make sure that you don't pour it very quickly or you don't pour it from a very high spot, as if you do so, it will create a lot of bubbles and will look like you gave him a full cup, and meanwhile, once the bubbles go away, then it'll actually be a smaller amount, and this way the seller will be cheating a buyer. Rashbam states, and from this last point, we can learn out of Kavachema, that just like this small keli called a Mesura, which is 1/36 of a lug, that the Torah was makbid on it and said that you should make sure that you don't pour quickly and you make sure that you don't cheat your friend. And even though the amount of bubbles that would potentially go into that area is less than 1/100 of a lug, and therefore we have a kavachema to all these other kelim which are much larger, that certainly in those cases you should have to be extra careful not to pour too quickly and to make sure that there aren't bubbles and it doesn't settle, as if you do so, you'll certainly be cheating the buyer in a much greater way and a much greater amount. And Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Yudam Rav, Rabbi Yudah says the name of Rav, Asal Adam Shishah Midah Chasira Yisir B'tech Besai, Vafili Ovid Shalmeim Raglayim, that certainly someone can't use a measuring cup which is not the proper size. Even if a person has a measuring cup which is not the proper size and he sets it aside to be used as a place to go to the bathroom and therefore it'll be disgusting and certainly he won't use it as a measuring cup, even so, Rabbi Yudah teaches us in the name of Rav, they shouldn't even use it as a bathroom. Rashbam explains, because we have to be choshish that at times when he needs a measuring cup, he'll wash this out and he will use it as a measuring cup and he'll cheat the buyer, and therefore, in litakana el shvira, therefore Rav holds that any measuring cup which is not the proper share has to be broken and it's also to use it for any other use. And the Gemara continues, Amra Papa, loyamaran, oba asud loychasimi, that the only time that we said this halacha Rav is only in a place where they didn't have inspectors that went around and sealed the actual measuring cups and sealed the actual weight to say that they were approved measuring cups and approved weights. And certainly in those areas, it would be possible for a seller to cheat a buyer. However, if it is an area where the government had inspectors, and they would seal all of the proper midos and the proper mishkolos. Therefore, if a buyer sees that a seller is using a mishkol or midah that is not sealed and not approved, then certainly he won't allow him to use that in order to sell him products, and therefore he won't be cheated. So as the Gemara states, in those cases, it won't be a problem as a lechazi chasima, if the buyer doesn't see the chasima, loishakol, and he won't buy these items from the seller, over asad lechasimi nami, and Rav Papa continues that even in a place where they don't have inspectors and they don't sign off on every weight and every measurement, however, loyamaran, loymandasi, that's only talking about a case where they don't even have inspectors that go around to check if the storekeepers aren't cheating anyone, avmandasi, but if they have spot checkers that are always checking and they're inspecting the stores, certainly there will be a mirtas, and therefore less limbar, and therefore you don't have to be concerned, as in those cases, the seller will not cheat the buyer. However, the Gemara continues, and regarding the last point of our papa, v'loyi, that that's not exactly correct, as zimn de mikri bein shmashes, mikri v'shokol, that there could be times when the buyer needs something right before Shabbos, and the seller is not scared that potentially the inspector will come at this moment, since it's right before Shabbos, he won't be scared to use this improper measuring cup, or this improper weight, and therefore certainly in a town where the weights and the measuring cups do not have seals, then it will be always also to keep these measuring cups and these weights in your home, as potentially the seller will come to cheat someone. And the Gemara continues, Tani Nami Hachi, we also learned a similar din like Rav in a Braisa, as the Braisa states, La Yasha Adam Mida Chasera Yisir B'Tech Besai V'Afilu Ovid Shalmei Meraglayim, which is exactly the same din as Rav, and some say this is actually the 12th Braisa, and even though the 12th Simon that we had was La Yasa, however the proper Gesa should be like this Braisa, the La Yasha, and even though this Braisa will continue. We will stop over here.